Focus on flowers. Lewis and Clark were impressed when they saw prairies full of swathes of tall grass and flowering plants, such as purple coneflowers, asters, liatris, rudbeckias, goldenrod, and sunflowers, depending on the region. The native prairie and meadow plants are rugged, and many have deep tap roots so that they can survive drought and bask in heat and sunshine. The modern term xeriscaping describes the creation of water-saving gardens that benefit the environment and also save energy, time, and effort. Native prairie and meadow plants are good candidates for xeriscapes, and these plants can be sited close together, shading each other's roots and shutting out weeds. Prairie-type plantings attract wildlife and provide interesting forms and textures as well as color. They usually contain both tall, deep-rooted species as well as short plants with matted, shallow roots. Designers often plant taller varieties in blocks or ribbons of one species or alternate two or more different species. They also use non-natives such as Russian sage, daylilies, and reseeding annuals. Since naturalistic plantings are dense, they're difficult to navigate unless paths are cut through them with a mower. Seed mixes with instructions are available, but also consult books and magazines in your local library before you plant your own prairie. More information about this program can be found at wfiu.org. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on prairie plantings.